Today, Shir's Masechta Yoma and Daf Samach Aleph. We begin 7 lines from the top of the Yomid with the words V'chein Beheichel V'chein B'mizbeach. Today's Shir starts with a focus on a pasuk which is right before the end of the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim, and the pasuk reads V'chiper es Migdash HaKodesh Ves Oel Moed Ves HaMizbeach Yichaper V'al HaKohen V'al Kol Am HaKol Yichaper. The Gemara here will focus on 7 words or group of words that are listed in this pasuk and darshan these various words. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Chiper es Migdash HaKodesh, what do these words refer to? That the, as Rashi learns the sugya, the dam that the Kohen Gadol sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what is it machaperon? Zeh lefnai lefnim. This refers to, as Rashi explains, the tumah that someone contracted in going into the Beis HaMikdash or in the Beis HaMikdash. This, in other words, it's a kapara for the dam that is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a kapara for tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. And this could be in one of two ways. Either that the person entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a state of tumah, or while in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was touched by a dead sheretz, and that will be metameh him. It's also a mechaper. We're speaking about the par and the soyer. The dama par is a kapora for kohanim. The dama soyer is a kapora for non-kohanim. And both of them are for tumas migdash v'kadoshav, not only entering betumah or remaining betumah. If he was touched by a dead sheretz, the amount of time that he has to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, or in this case the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Kedei Yishtachavoya, the time it takes for him to bow down. If he stayed that long, he would be over on this Avera. We're speaking about he did it b'shogeg, and he knew about the fact that he was tummy to begin with, and then he forgot. So this sor or par are mechaper on him, megan from Yisurim, as Rashi brings down here, lahogan min Yisurim from the Gemara and Shuas of Zainam and Beis, that he will not have Yisurim until he finally brings a proper korban oil of the yoyred, after he finds out that he had done this aver, after he remembers, oy vey, I was tummy and I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim in a state of tumah. This is how Rashi learns the sugya. Similarly, the next words of the pasuk, oy el moyed, what does that refer to? Ze heichal. This refers to the heichal, as Rashi says, al tumah she'ira beheichal, on a tumah that happened in the heichal, or either he entered the Heichel in a state of Tumah, or he touched the dead sheretz, and the same thing, he had a Yediyah before, he didn't have a Yediyah at the end, he has to bring a Korban Oil of the Yared when he finds out, but until he brings a Korban Oil of the Yared, the Sor and the Mechaper are Megin Min Hayusur. Mizbeach Kimashmoi, Mizbeach is like the simple understanding, it's speaking about the Mizbeach. Let us learn the Rashi together here. Ves haMizbeach Mashmoi, says Rashi, al tuma she'iru la'adam b'mizbeach v'shoa k'day hishtach avoya, and he was there the amount of time it would take him to bow down, she'zeu shir shil l'mishenitma b'azor, somebody became tummy in the Azor, that's the amount of time that he has to be in the Azor in order to be over on this Avera. Tosfos on Daf Samach Amud Beis has a different girs in Rashi. The last, the bottom Tosfos, Devar Maskil V'Chiper, the second last line, the middle of the line, Mizbeach Mashmoi, Chod HaChashivi, U'mechaper, it's mechaper al shenitma b'fnim, v'loy shoh k'shir ishtach avoya, v'ovar avoida. He did an avoida. He was not there the amount of time of ishtach avoya. So Tosfos' girs of Rashi is different in two ways. Our Rashi says Vishah Kedei Yishtach Avoya, he was there the amount of time. Tosfos' girs in Rashi is he was not there the amount of time. The second difference is that Tosfos adds on the words Va'avar Avoida, he did an Avoida. So Tosfos Yishanim in the Vilner Shas, which is printed on Daf Samach Beis, asks on Rashi Mimanav Shach. If we're going to go with our girsa, and it's a question of entering or staying in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. So why was there a separate category, asked the Tais Rishonim, of Mizbeach? If we're speaking about the Mizbeach HaPnim, then that's included in Heichal. If we're speaking about Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that's going to be included in Azoris, which we're going to learn about in a few moments. That also, the Sor and the Par were Mechaper for being in a state of Tumah while being in the Azoris. So the Mizbeach HaChitzoin is in the Ezra's Kayanim. So it's covered there. Mizbeach is covered either through Heichal or through Azoris. Why do we have a separate category of Mizbeach? And if we're speaking about, like Tosis Girsin Rashi, that it's not a question of entering or remaining in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, but rather it is concerning doing the Avodah in a state of Tumah. So says the Tais Yishanim, that's not what Par and Sar Mechaper for being in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah without a Yediyah LeBesayif, and to be Megim and Yisurim, Parvasor, are Mechaper, but it doesn't come to be Mechaper on doing Avoda in a state of Tumah. The Merom Esodeh tells us, he is trying to answer Rashi the way we have the Girsa here in Rashi, that it's not a Shaila of Avoda, but rather it's a Shaila of being in a state of Tumah by the Mizbeach. And he says that we're going to learn in Rashi that it's the Mizbeach Hachitzo. Your question, Tais Yishanim, was if it's Mizbeach HaChitzoin, it's covered by Azorais. Mizbeach HaChitzoin has a higher Kedusha than the regular Ezra's Kayanim, certainly than Ezra's Yisrael, and that's why the Pasuk had it listed as a separate category. In fact, the Tais Yishanim himself points out, why do we put Azorais in the next Gemara that we're going to learn, B'loshin Rabim, because it's referring to Ezra's Kayanim and Ezra's Yisrael. Why do we need both? Tais Yishanim himself says, because Ezra's Kayanim had a higher Kedusha than Ezra's Yisrael. So the Meroi Mesodeh says in Rashi that that's why we had a separate category for the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even though it's in the Ezra's Kayanim, because it had a higher Kedusha than the Ezra's Kayanim. Tais on Dav Samach Chamed based, the bottom Tais says, Ein Echanami, that he goes with his gear so that it's not a shaila of entering or remaining in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, but rather it's a kapora on doing an avodah b'tumah. So the Tais Yishanim says that's not what Sora and Par Mechaper, and Tais says in Rashi that Rashi holds it is Mechaper. There's a basic Machloek Shushanim here. Is it merely a Mechaper for Tumah that the person entered or waited there, Kedei Shtachavoya, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or in the Heichel, or in the Azora? Or in fact, is it even a Mechaper for doing the Avoda at the Mizbeach, either Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Mizbeach HaChitzon, in a state of Tumah? Rashi holds that's what it's coming to teach us, a state of Avoda done in a state of Tumah, Avoda done in a state of Tumah. Continues the Gemara. Just before we continue, one more major point here, that the Rishonim ask a number of questions on Rashi's whole approach to the sugya. As we have learned Rashi is saying that all of the items mentioned in our Gemara concern Tumah, a kapora, or at least to be megan min a yisurim, from entering or staying in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. The Rishonim, the Tais Rishonim, which one can see on Daf Samach Beis amongst them, ask various questions. For example, the Tais Rishonim says that if it's coming to teach you about a kapora for Tumah, he brings other Gemoras to prove that we would not divide it up into three sections or four sections, but rather it would all be one section. It's Tumas Migdash V'Kedashim, it's entering the Beis HaMikdash. And we would not divide it amongst Mizbeach, Heichal, Kodesh HaKedashim. Another question Rishonim asked is, why is this sugya in the middle of the sugya that we've been dealing about in yesterday's shir? Yesterday's shir we were discussing if an accident happens and the dam was nishvach before the hazois in the Kodesh Kedoshim or in the Heichal or on the Mizbeach Hazov were completed, what is the din? Or what is the din if they were nishvach between one and the other? So why is this sugya coming here in the middle about what it's mechaper on? On this question, the Tosis on Daf Samach Beis answers that Rashi is trying to give us a reason to that halacha that we learned yesterday, which we'll learn more about on today's Amud, which is that if you finished one set, let's say the Hazois and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Dam was Nishvach then, you only have to go to Hazor Saddam in the Heichel. You don't have to go back and do over the Hazor Saddam and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Or if it was Nishpach between the Heichel and the Mizbeach, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichel. All you have to do is the Matonis on the Mizbeach. Where do we learn? What is the reason why we consider each set a separate kapor? The answer is because each set is mechaper on something else. Chiper es migdash hakodesh, that's for a tumah that's in the lefnai lefnim. Oil moed is for a tumah in the heichel. Mizbeach is for a tumah by the mizbeach. So since each one, each hazor, each set of hazors is mechaper on a different area of the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered a separate kapora, it's a separate set, and therefore one set, one whole set, does not affect another. If you did the Hazos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim properly, you don't have to go back and start them over. If you're in the middle of one set of Hazos, there you're going to have a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, whether you have to go back to the beginning, or whether you start from wherever you left off, before the dam was spilled. But between one set and another, everyone's moida, you don't have to go back to a previous set. And Rashi is explaining our sugya, that our sugya is trying to explain to us why it is so that you don't go back to the previous set. The answer is because it's mechaper on a separate kapora, on a separate incident of tumah. So each one is a separate mechaper, and one has nothing to do with the other. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk said, "V'chiper es migdash hakodesh v'es oil moed v'es hamizbeach yichaper elu azores." This refers, as we mentioned before, to Ezra's kohanim and Ezra's Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Who is it mechaper on va'ala kohanim k'mashmon?" That's pasuk that means a kohanim. Who is then the pasuk referring to? Am hakol elu Yisrael. That's mechaper on Yisrael. Yichaper. The pasuk concludes, "Who is that referring to? Elu alaviim." So, as the Meforshim explain, since we have a word at the end of Yechaper, and since we have included, by darshaning the pasuk, all of the various parts of Klal Yisrael, meaning the Kehanim, the Levim, and the Yisraelim, so we see that all of them are shaykh to one kapora, hushvu kulon lechapora achas. So all of them are united in one kapora. Shekulam mischaperim besorah mishtalech b'shara averus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi explains, says the following: it cannot mean that they all have one kapora, ligabe what we've been learning the pasuk at the beginning of the pasuk that's referring to Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, because there, in fact, there is no one mechaper. The par is mechaper on kohanim, and the sor is mechaper on non-kohanim. So where is there one aveira, where they have one mechaper? The answer is the sor. It's not speaking about the sor lashem. It's not speaking about the par of the kohen gadol, but rather it's speaking about the sor lazazel, that the vidui on the sor lazazel is mechaper on guns klal yisrael kohanim levim yisraelim. For what? For shara averus, for all averus except for tumas migdash v'kedoshav, because tumas migdash v'kedoshav has its own mechaper, either the par or the sor. This is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon Oimer, Rab Shimon says as follows. First we'll explain it outside, then we'll see it inside. Rab Shimon says the following, that the Sor, we know there was no vidui in the Kodesh HaKadosh for the Sor Lashem. There was a vidui on the par. So it comes out that the par of the Kohen Gadol had two components to it. It had the application of the Dam, the Azos Adam, and it also had the vidui on the par. The Sor Lashem had only the applications of the dam. So Rav Shimon argues that if the sor can affect kapor for Gans Klal Yisrael with the application of the dam alone, then the application of the par will also be a mechaper for the kahanim for Tumas Migdash HaKadoshim. What do I need the vidui of the par of the Kohen Gadol for? I'll use that vidui for Shar Averis. So Rav Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is using Sor Mishtalech, the vidui of Sor Mishtalech, for Yisraelim and Kohanim for Shara Averis. Rav Shimon says, since I have left over, I don't need the vidui of the par for Tumas Migdash HaKadosh. On that, it's enough the application of the Dama par, just like it's enough for Yisraelim the application of the Dama Sawyer. I have left over the vidui. The vidui will go for Shar Averis of the Kohanim. Let us see the Gemara inside. Rav Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shadam HaSoyer, without vidui, as Rashi explains. Hanasa Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisroel, Betumas Mikdash Kedoshav, that the application of the Dam alone is Mechaper without Vidui, Kach Dam Hapar, the same thing the Dam Hapar, Mechaper al Kohan and Betumas Mikdash Kedoshav, without Vidui. Now I have the Vidui of the Par extra. Ukeshem Shevidui Shel Sora Mishtalech Mechaper al Yisroel Bishar Averis. Just like the Vidui of the Sora Mishtalech is Mechaper on Klal Yisroel, on non Kohanim for Shar Averis. So the vidui of the par, which I had extra, which I wasn't using for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, I will use that to be mechaper on Kohanim for Shar Averus. So it comes out that Rab Yehud and Rab Shimon agree that the Soyer Lashem is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim for all non-Kohanim. In that they agree. What they disagree in is the par and the Soyer Lazazel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the par is used to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim for Kohanim. According to Rabbi Shimon, I split the par in two parts. The application of the dam is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim for Kohanim, and the vidui of the par, that's mechaper for Shar Averus. Now we have a machlokes by Sel Azazel as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Soir La Azazel is Mechaper for Shar Averis, both for Kohanim and for non-Kohanim. According to Rab Shimon, the Soir La Azazel is only Mechaper for Shar Averis for non-Kohanim. What about Kohanim? They have the Kapor for Shar Averis through the Vidui, which is done on the par. Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Shuas and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis asks, what does Rav Shimon do with Rav Yehuda's limud of Hushvu? It says Yechaper, that you have Kahanim Levim Yisroel, they're all getting one Kapor. According to Rav Shimon, there is no one Kapora which unites Kahanim Levim and Yisroel together. Because the par is for Kahanim, the sor is for Yisraelim, and it's not one mechaper. Where do you have one mechaper? So the Morin Shavuos answers that Reb Shimon says, he learns differently. Yechaper, they'll all get kapora. They're all hushvu that they'll get kapora. How do they wind up to get kapora? That each one has its separate way, as we learned before, according to Reb Shimon, how the Yisraelim and the Kohanim in Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim and in Shar Averus, how each one will get the Kapora. The common denominator is Yechaper. They will get a Kapora. That's how Reb Shimon will learn the Pasuk, different than Reb Yehuda. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa, and this focuses on a Pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin Pasuk Chaf, where the pasuk says, and we'll learn the pasuk outside. V'chila mechaper es hakodesh v'soil moed v'samizbeach v'hikr v'sorachai. Before the akrav of the sorachai, the pasuk says that the hazoz hadam is mechaper on the kodesh, doil moed, and the mizbeach. So the braisa learns v'chila mechaper es hakodesh zelif nilef nim. As Rashi explains, this refers to Hazois, which are Bein Habadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oil Moyed, what does that refer to? Zehechol, as Rashi explains, these are the Hazois that are on the Pareichas. Mizbeach HaMashmoyed, Mizbeach means like it's simple pshat. These will be the Matan on the Karnes of Mizbeach, and on the Torah on the Mizbeach, the seven sprinklings of the Mizbeach Hazov. Why did the Torah divide them into three sections? Melamed shekulin kapora kapora b'fnei atzman. Each one is a separate kapora. The Tosis Yishonim on Daf Samach Beis explains that really we've had the similar limud just in the Gemara before. The Gemara before learned the pasuk lamed gimel to the same effect, that you have different hazois, and they have different, their mechaper on different things. So why do we need a repetition? So actually, the Torah Shonim, Daf Samach Beis, says that we have one pasuk that it's a mitzvah to do these things. It says in the pasuk, v'hizala kaparis v'lifnei kaparis v'chein yasal oil, that refers to a mitzvah to do all these hazois. How do you know it's ma'akev? That we learned from the pasuk that we're learning right now, v'chila mechaper es hakodesh. But then we have a problem that maybe this is only Aaron. How do I know that it goes L'doris as well? Taisi Sharm says that's the first pasuk that we learned in today's sugya, which is the written towards the end of the whole Seder of Yom Kippurim, the Chiper as Migdash HaKodesh, that you need all the Hazois and the whole Seder Avoid is not only done by Aaron, but it's required by future Kohanim. Not only is it Mechuyiv and required, but it has the same Kapora effect as Aaron had, so too for future Doris. That's why I need three Psukim which seem to be teaching us the exact same thing. So the Gemara continues, the Brisa continues, Mikan Amru, from here we learn a certain halacha. And Rashi points out that actually we're going to learn two halachas. And both of these halachas that we're going to learn now are familiar to us because we've learned them in yesterday's sugya. But what Rashi points out is that the Mikan Amru is not going on the first halacha that we're going to bring now, but rather it's going on the second halacha. What are these two halachas? Mikan Amru, first halacha is that Nasa Miktas Matana Shebefnim V'Nishpach Adam Yavi Dam Acher V'Yaskel B'Tchil V'Matana Shebefnim. And we learned this in yesterday's sugya. If he did some of the Hazois in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in the middle of the set of Hazois the Dam spilled, then he has to shecht another, let's say it's the Dam of the par that spilled, he'll have to shecht another par and bring Yavi Dam Acher, bring that Dam. The Yaskel B'Tchil V'Matana Shebefnim, and he has to then start all over from the Matana Shebefnim. This is the sheet of the Tanakama Stam Mishnah, as we're going to see. This is the sheet of Rab Meir, Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon Imrim, just like they argued in our Mishnah in yesterday's Shir, so too they're arguing in this price on the Rab Meir, the Stam Mishnah, and they say, Ein Amaskal Mimakum Shepasak. He does not go back to the beginning of the set, but rather if he now brings a new par, he starts, if he's up to the fourth Hazah, that's where he starts with the Dam of the second par from the fourth Hazah. What is the basis of this Machlokes? We're soon going to learn on today's Amud. The Machlokes is in the Pasuk, which says, Chatas Achas, where Rab Meir darshins, it means one Chatas and not two Chatois. You cannot use two Korban Chatois to affect one Kapora, one set. One chatas for one set. If you the dam spilled in the middle of the set, you have to get another chatas and do the whole set over because there's only one chatas and not two. Whereas Rav Reb Shimon learned the chatas comes from the word chitui. Chitui means the hazor, the throwing, the sprinkling of the dam. And the pasuk is saying just the opposite according to this pshat. Chitui achas v'lo yishnech, and there's one chitui. You can only sprinkle the dam one time. You cannot sprinkle it twice. If you did it once and now you brought new dam from a new par, then you don't sprinkle that first hazah again. You start from where you left off before the dam spilled. So that is where the rationale for the machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Lazar Rab Shimon. Now we come, says Rashi, to the Mikan Amru. In other words, we had learned before the line before the Mikan Amru, which is four lines before it gets wide. The Gemara said, "Melamed shekulon kapor kapor b'tnei atzman." Each one is a separate set of kapora. So now says Rashi, this is how it goes: Mikan Amru, this halacha, the second halacha. That what? That Gomar as hamatana shebifnim. Let's say he finished the whole set bifnim. Finish b'chadam and the dam spilled. Yavi dam after. Then he has to shecht a new par and he has to bring new dam. The yaskel betchila. Where does he start? He does not go back to set number one, which was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he begins b'matonoi shebehechol, set number two, the matonis in the hechol. And as that's the Mikan Amru, since we see that the Torah divided it up into three sets, so if you're in the middle of one set, you could have a machlaikis from Rav Lazar Rav Shimon and versus Rav Meir. But if you finished one whole set, then there's no machlaikis. Everybody holds. When you bring the dam of the new par, you go to the next set. Not continues the Brisa. Nasa Nixis Matonish Behechel Vanishbach Adam. What happens if he's in set number two and he did part of that and he's in our marshal, he's up to the fourth Hazah in the second set of the Matonish Behechel and then the dam spilled? Yavi Damachu, he has to shecht the new par and he brings new blood. Where does he begin from? He has to begin from the beginning of that set. The Yaskel Betchil of Behechel, he has to start over from. Not from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he has to start over from the second set, the ones in the Hegel. Again, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Arman, they disagree. Ein oy maskel, amu makom shapasek. He only starts from where he left off, which will be at the beginning. He does not go back to the beginning of set number two, but if he's in the fourth hazor of set number two, he starts from the fourth hazor. He starts from where he left off. He finished three, he goes to four. Gomer Matan Shebechel, he finished the entire set number two of Inishmach Adam and the Dam spill. Yavi Damachar V'yasav Etchilah B'Matonos Mizbeach. If he finished set number two and he brings new Dam, he starts from set the beginning of set number three. Everyone is moited to this. What happens? Nasa Mixes Matan Shem Mizbeach V'Nishmach Adam. He's in the middle of set number three. He's up to the fourth Hazor in set number three, and then V'Nishmach Adam. Yavi Damachar. He has to bring out the Dam, and again. The Tanakam holds, he has to start from the beginning of set number three. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Arman, they disagree, and they say, if he's up to Hazor number four in set number three, that's where he starts, at Hazor number four. What happens if he finished set number one, and set number two, and set number three, and now he has Shiyorei Adam, which are going to be poured on the Yisod, and then the Dam spilled. Divrei HaKol Lo Ma'akvi, both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, everybody holds that the Shiyorei Adam are not Ma'akiv, and therefore he doesn't have to do anything more. He affected Kapora properly, even though he did not pour the Dam on the Yisod. And now, continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu, both of them, both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, as well as Rabbi Meir, Darshan, whether you hold that you have to start over from the new set from the beginning, or whether you're Maskel from the place that you're Pasak. In our Marshal, that you start from the fourth Hazor, if you did the first three Hazors correctly. You don't go back to Hazor number one, but rather you start from the fourth Hazor. Both of them are learning it from the exact same pasuk. The pasuk completely says the following: the chiper Aaron al karnois of achas b'shana midam chatas hakipurim achas b'shana yechaper alav l'dor seichem kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem. This is a pasuk in Shemayis Perek Lamed pasuk Yud. So from the extra word of achas b'shana, the Gemara darshins that we put the word chatas with the word achas together. In other words, the pasuk had said midam chatas hakipurim achas b'shana, so we darshin it midam chatas achas. And now let's go back to our Gemara. Midam chatas hakipurim achas b'shana. Even though the words chatas and achas are not in the pasuk together, but we darshin it as chatas achas. Or a meir savar chatas achas amatiloch loishere chatois, that you have to affect the hazois from one chatas and not from two. Therefore, if it was nishpach adam in the middle, you have to go back when you get the new dam to the beginning of that set of hazois. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Sover, they learn no. The word chatas means chitui. So me'elai darshan chitui echad amatiloch loishere chitui. And it's one chit, which means one hazor, and I don't do that same hazor twice. And since you already made one azor with the dam of the first part, you don't do that azor over. Rather, you start from where you finish. You finish three, and then nishmach adam. You begin with hazor number four. So the machlokes between Rav Meir versus Rav Lazar Rav Shimon is how to learn the words chatas achas. Tanya, we learned on a brayse. Amr Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said the following: Li cholak Rabbi Yaakov Belugit. And now the Gemara brings a whole new sugya, which has shaychus with the sugya of dam on Yom HaKippurim, but it relates to a new inyan, and that is the shemen that is applied to the mitzvah on the eighth day of his tahara process in order to enable him to eat from kachim. And what is the Seder as it's written in the Torah, that on the eighth day he brings a sheep as an asham? And he brings a lug shemen, a lug of olive oil. The kohen waves the asham together with the oil. He shechs the asham, and after he applies the dam ha'asham to the mizbeach, he applies the dam ha'asham to the behinois, to the right ear, the right thumb, and the right big toe of the mitzvah. He pours some of the lug shemen onto the left palm of another kohen, and the first kohen then dips his right forefinger into the oil, and he sprinkles it seven times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's leftover oil in the palm of the other kohen's hand, so the first kohen takes more oil from his palm, and he puts it on the metzora's right ear, right thumb, and big toe. And if there's still more oil left in the palm, the first kohen places the oil on the metzora's head. That is the Seder of Tahara for the metzora on the eighth day of his Tahara. The question is, what happens if Nishpach HaShemen? Just like we hear the sugi was Nishpach HaDam, what happens if in the middle of doing all these various avoidas, at some point the oil spills? Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Shita will be, you'll go back to the beginning of that set, and Reb Meir Shita will be, you do not go back. Reb Meir Shita will be, you go back to the beginning of that set, and Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Shita might be, it's going to be a shal in the Gemara, we'll see how the Gemara comes out, that you don't go back to the beginning of the set. That's the question. So, Omar Rebbe Li Cholak Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yaakov, when he was teaching me this, he separated Cholak, he divided up the Aloch of Shem and Mitzor with the Aloch of Dam on Yom Kippur. By Dam on Yom Kippur, there is in fact a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Meir. However, when it comes to the Loik Shemen, there is no machloikis Cholak. He says this is different. And here the halacha is that even Rav Lazar Reb Shimon will be moida according to the way we're learning now, that there is no machlokas and everybody will be moida. You have to go back to the beginning of the set. They will not hold that yaschal mimakum shepasak. You can more ask the kasha on this v'loi. Are you trying to tell me that Rav Lazar Reb Shimon do not argue on Reb Meir when it comes to like Shemin? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, just the opposite. Nosam nixis matani shebifnim. If he applied some of the matanis, the Seder, as far as the oil, as we mentioned before, was that first he sprinkled towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tosfos Yerushalmi on Daf Samech Beis tells us that even though the word Bifnim, and on the next line, the word Shebehechel, would seem to indicate that where was this done when the Kohen Gadol was standing in the Hechel, actually the Mishnah in the Goyim teaches us that it was not done in the Hechel, but it was done at the door, Pesach Shar HaNikner, the eastern entrance to the Azora, to the Ezus Yisroel. And Shebehechel, says the Toshonim, is Lav Dafka, he was in the Hechel, but rather he was pouring it towards the Hechel, towards the Parochus of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in fact he was standing by the Shar Nikner, says the Tosfos Yerushalmi. Continues the Braisa, Nasa Mixes Matanah Shebifnim, V'Nishpach Halug, in the middle of, he's up to the fourth hazah of the oil towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Loik Shemen spilled out. What should he do now? Yavi Loik Achish, bring another Loik Shemen. The Yaskel B'Tchili should start at the beginning, but Matanah Shebehechel, the Matanahs that are being poured, being sprinkled, as the Tosfos Yerushalmi learned, towards the Hechel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he starts all the way back from the beginning. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon say, no. Mimakum Shapasik, Humastil. Just like we had their machloikas by the Dam on Yom Kippur, they also argue by the Loig Shemen of the Mitzayra. If he's up to the fourth Hazah, that's where he starts from when he brings the new Loig Shemen. Gomer Matanish Behechel Venishbachaloi. What happens if he finished the first set of the Matanais that are towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And the loik spilled then, Yavi loik Achri brings a new loik, V'yaskel b'tchilu b'matonah shebehoinis. So now, as Rashi says, the second avoida concerning the Metzora, as the Pasuk says, is U'miyesra Hashem Asher al kapo yitein hakoyen, that he should put from the remainder onto the right thumb and right big toe and right ear of the Metzora. So he begins, everybody's mited, that he begins from that second set. What happens if the accident, the spilling of the oil, happened in the middle of the second set? Nasa mixes matonis bebehoinis v'nishbach haloig, yavi loig acher v'yaschel betchil matonis bebehoinis. So the Tanakama holds, l'shitasoi, that if you're in the middle of the second set, you begin at the beginning of the second set with the new oil, and you apply it to the behoinis, to the right thumb and right big toe and right ear, you apply it from the beginning of the Hazois. Lazar Reb Shimon, they disagree again. Oimrim, they say, Mimakum Shepasuk U'Maschel. You don't start from the beginning. If you're up to fourth Hazot, that's where you begin. Gomer Matanish Rabbanis, he finished the second set, Vinishbach Aloig, and then the Loig spilled out. Here there's no machloik, is the recoil, everybody holds, Matanish Aroy, Shloy Ma'akvis. Even though, as Rashi brings down, there is a pasuk for this third avoida, Vahanoisar Bishem and Ashok Kafa Koy and Yitna Roisha Matayr, that if you have left over from the Matan Bohoinais, you will apply that oil to the head of the Mitzayra, but if it spilled out, this third set of application is not ma'akev. But what do we see from the first two sets of applications? That if you're in the middle, there is a machloikis between Rab Meir versus Rab Lozav Rab Shimon. Between the Tanakama and Rab Lozav Rab Shimon. So you see Rab Lozav Rab Shimon do argue, even by the Loik Shemen, that you don't have to start from the beginning. You start from where you left off with the first Loik. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to change the girsa. It's not like we learned before, li cholak Rabbi Yaakov b'login, but rather it is li shana Rabbi Yaakov b'login, that Rabbi Yaakov taught it to me this way, that the machloik is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon versus the Tanakama is by Loigin, that by Loig Shemin also Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon hold, you start from wherever you have just completed. Continues the Gemara, Amar Mar, we learned before, Matnus, Haroish, Ema Akvois, that if it spilled out after the second set application on the Behoinis, the Matnus, Haroish, and Ema Akiv. My time, what is in fact the reason? Why is it not Ma'akiv? Elaim, Mishum, if you're going to tell me, because it says in the Pasuk, it calls it Shirayim. Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Anoyser, but Hashem, and Hashem, Kafakoin, Yitna, Roish, and Matar, Lechapar, Lovnei Hashem. So we see that this is referred to as Noisar, Shirayim, and Shirayim, you're going to say, are not Ma'akiv, Elamiyativ. So I'll bring you another Shirayim where you see it is Ma'akiv. It says in the Pasuk, Vanois, concerning the Shirayim of the Koimitz, Vanois Serisman, Aminchala Arnul, Levon of Kodesh, Kadoshim, Isha Hashem. So we see that the word Noisar is applied to the leftover of the mincha, and Rashi brings down the third last Rashi at the end, third wide line at the bottom of the Amud Vaam Armar Gemor Menachis Daftes Shirayim Shechasru Ben Kmitz Laktora Ein Maktirin Esakaymetz Alayu. We had this already earlier in the Masechta, that if the Shirayim were chaser before the Aktora of the Kmitz that the Kohen Gadol did for this mincha, then you cannot be Maktir to Kohen. So we see the Shirayim are Makim, that until the Kohen is Nikrav on the Mizbeach, no one is allowed to touch the Shirayim. So you see, just because a thing is called Noiser doesn't mean it's not Ma'akiv. So it says, Vanei says, how are you going to say, Hachi Nami Deloi Ma'akvi? We know that it is Ma'akiv. The more answer, Shiny Hossam. There is different, or Rashi's gear here is Shiny Hacha. Here by the Noiser, which is applied to the head of the Metzora, it's different. Why? As Rashi explains, because the first Noiser, which is applied to the Behoinois, that's Shirayim. And Shirayim is Taka Ma'akev. But here we're speaking about Shirei Shirayim, says the last line of Rashi. Because you had first a Umiyeser HaShemen, the Pasuk of Ayikra Yudalad, the Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Yeser HaShemen is applied to Tnuch Oizen HaMetar Yamanis, Oboin Yadi Yamanis, Oboin Ragla Yamanis. And now you have Noiser from the Yeser. You have Shirei Shirayim. Now the pasuk again says Vanoisum and Hashem and Ashar Kafakoin Yitna Roisha Matar. So that's already Shirei Shirayim. Shiny Hacha Dechsiv Umi Yeser. One pasuk says Umi Yeser, and the second pasuk says Vanoisum. It's Shirei Shirayim. Shirei Shirayim are not Ma'akiv, and that's why Matnas or Roish are not Ma'akiv according to everybody. I'm Rabbi Yoichan, and as we turn to Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis Asham Mitzayra Sheshachtu Shalai Lishmoi Bonal Machlekes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Blaz Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan wants to apply the machloikis which we had between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon to a halacha of the Asham Mitzayra that was shechted shaloi lishmoi. Rashi brings down that we learned in the opening mission in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that if someone shechted, for example, an Asham Mitzayra, l'shem or l'shem shlamim, the halacha is call hazvachim shenishchatu shaloi lishman. It was shechted not for the right korban kasher, and it's kosher. Elish loy olu labayim l'shem chayva. But it's kosher. You continue to do all the halachas of that korban. However, you don't bring it out to the base of psul to burn it. But the baal has to bring a whole new korban. So if this is so, we have come, Bonulu, says Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why? Rabbi Meir, Domer, Yavi, Acher, Vyaskel, Betchila. Rabbi Meir holds that you have to bring a new, you have to start the set of the Hazois from the beginning, and you can't start from the place that you left off when Nishpach Adam in the middle of the Hazois. So Hachanami, Yavi, Acher, Vyishchay. So over here also, he should bring a new asham and he should shecht it. As Rashi explains, because we see Rav Meir's Shita is that an avoida that was not completed is as if it's nothing. All the hazois you did from the first dam hapar, in the marshal, if the dam hapar spilled in the middle of the hazois, all of that is considered like nothing. So if it's considered like nothing, you in our case as well, even though it's a kosher carbon, but it did nothing for the benefit, for the kapara of the mitzorah, in the case here of Hashem mitzorah, he has to bring a whole new carbon, and he's able to bring a whole new carbon, because even though you could say that the first Hashem did something because it's kosher, but it didn't. It's considered like it did nothing. So if it didn't do everything, it did nothing. If it did nothing, you could bring a new carbon. And you would not be going against what Rashi brings in the Rashi Divrei Masor, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. You wouldn't be going against Keves Echad Asham. That Asham Echad Amarti Lech Vlo Shtei Ashamis. I'm not bringing two Asham. The first one is nothing. First one's nothing. I could bring a new Asham. That's according to Rabbi Meir. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Meir, Damer Yavi Achav Yaskel B'tchila Hachanam Yavi Achav Yishchei. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shaim, Rabbi Malkam, Shepaskam, Shomu, Maskel. But according to Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, who hold that you did affect something. For example, the first korban affected by chitui, that you don't do it over. It affected, let's say, in our mashal, you're up to the fourth hazor, so the first three you don't do over again. So you've accomplished something. But since, as Rashi explains here, we don't have a drush of chitui echad amartilach v'loi shnei chituyin, and here we do have that pasuk that we mentioned before, keves echad asham asham echad amartilach v'loi shtei ashamois. So here the answer is hacha ein loy takana. Here we have no takana. We have no way around it because I've affected something. The carbon's kosher. It didn't loy ol labayam l'shem chayva, but it did something. If it did something, then we have a problem because we're only supposed to have one ashram and not two ashrams, and this ashram did something. On this, Taisvis asks a question, Tamar Rivah, the top Taisvis, Maikom Adami, what's a comparison to Chatas Echad? The Kivin, the Loi Nishchad Lishmoi, if this ashram wasn't the Shech de Lishmoi, V'loi Ol Labam Klal L'Shem Chayva, and it accomplished nothing for the Baalim, Mai Shach Hocha, Hashem Echad Amar Rachmanah, K'moy L'il Chatas Echad Amar Rachmanah, V'hakol Ma She'nasa Mimenu K'man Del Asadami. Whatever he did of this is as if he did nothing. Over there, he did a few Hazois 1, 2, and 3, and there we could have an issue. Is he going to be in this chaper through one chattas or two? Is it one chitui? Shouldn't be repeated. That's the machlokes Rav Meir versus Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. But how can you compare it to our sugi? In our sugi, if it did nothing for the Baal, so how, I won't call it chattas achas v'loi shtei chattas. It's nothing. If it did nothing for the Baal, it's a kosher korban. But I'm not going to use on it the pasuk ashim achas v'loi shtei. It's not an ashim. The first one was nothing. So therefore, the Ri and other Rishonim go with the girsis of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is a whole new girsis here in the Gemara. Not ashim etzar sheshachdu shalai lishma, but it's similar to the sugi before. It's speaking about ashim etzar shenishpach damai kaidim matan b'hoines. What happens if the dam spilled out before matan b'hoines? That will be tolling the machlokes Rav Meir v'Elazar Rav Shimon, because that is similar, says Tosfos, to a par shenishpach damei koyden, if the dam was spilled out before the Gemara Matanoisav. And Tosfos learns the whole sugi here differently, but we will remain, although Tosfos has a strong question, we will remain with learning Rashi's Shita in, and Girsa in this entire sugi. So now that Rabbi Yochanan has tried to make this a machlokas between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in the case, according to Rashi, of Asham Mitzorah Sheshachtu Shaloi Lishmoi, continues the Gemara, and we're up to the sixth line. Maskev l'Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had a question on this. Why would you think that even Rav Meir holds here it's kosher? You could bring another Asham. V'oisoiksev. It says oisoi, as Rashi brings down. V'hikrev oisoi l'Asham. So we learn oisoi shehunef imalug v'loyacher. So here Rashi says even Rav Meir would be maskim that ain't loy takana, because there was one that was shechted together with the loig shemen, and now you're going to have a different asham with that loig shemen. So here lachar even Rav Meir should be moida that oisik siv, and it should not be good kasha. The Gemara says this in fact is a kasha. That l'chayra, everybody should be made to hear that you have no takana, you cannot bring another asham. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, although we had a kasha, it's not a tiyufta, and the Meforshim do give terutzim to this kasha, and that's why the Gemara continues, that we, the opposite, we will bring a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, asham mitzorah sheshachta shalei lishmoy. So here is mamish the case, according to Girsas Rashi, of the sugi we had in Rabbi Yochanan's statement, that an asher mitzari that was shechtu shloli shmoi, oy shloli nasan midam ilagabi behoynis, or the dam was not applied to the behoynis, hareze oy ilagabi mizbeach. So it does get onto the mizbeach, v'ton nesachem, just like every other asher needs nesachem, this too will need nesachem. V'tzarech asher machalach shira, however, in order to be machshir the mitzari, in order for him to eat kachim, he will need another asher. So here, l'char, we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that according to Rab Meir, you are able, it is kosher, to bring, he needs another asham, and it is effective. So here's a case of asham that was shechted shelo lishma, and yet he is able to effect kapora through the shechita of another asham. L'chayra, Rabbi Yochanan is right, and it's a question on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda amar lo, how will Rav Chisda answer this? Rav Chisda held that no one would accept another asham. It's ein lo takana, because it says oisoi, you have to bring the one which was brought together with the original like shemen. Rav Chisda Amalach, my tzarech. You know what it means in that braisa, tzarech. It means tzarech vein letakana. He has to, but he's not able to. He's stuck, and therefore he never has kapora forever. That is how Rav Chisda will learn that braisa of tzarech. Frey the Gemara, is that how you learn the word tzarech? V'tani tana tzarech v'ein lo takana, is that the Seder of the Gemara, that we're going to say something is tzarech and really we mean you need it but you're not able to do it? Where do we find such a thing? The Gemara says, yes, we do find a precedent to that. V'tania, we learned in a brisa, and nazir memurit, if you have a nazir that is bald, Beishami arm tzarech avorastar, Beishami says you need to bring the razor on top of his head, because as Rashi brings down, this is a halacha we learn from a pasuk, b'yoy melois, it says, tar lo yavral roish ad melois, until the completion of his nazirus, you should not bring a tar on his head. So we darshan avil b'yoy melois yigalech b'tar, that on the day when his nazirus ends, he should shave off his hair with a razor. And this person here, this memurah, this bald person, doesn't have any hair. And yet, it's what did Beis Shammai say? Tzarech, it's impossible. He can't shave any hair. He has no hair. He's totally bald. So therefore we have to learn it means tzarech vein le takana. He has to, but he's not able to. Tzarech avoras tar. Beis Shammai ain't tzarech avoras tar. The tar only required avoras tar when you're able to do it. But here you're not able to do it. So ain't tzarech avoras tar. Va'amar Ravina, Ravina said, Kishar Aymer, Beis Shammai Tzarech, when Beis Shammai said Tzarech, what did they mean? Tzarech vein letakana. So Rav Chisda says, here you have a precedent. When Beis Shammai says you need it, they meant you need it and you can't do it. And since you can't do it, you have no takana. You will remain a nazir forever because you have no way of doing the exit of Naziris by using a tar on your sayer, on your hair, because you didn't grow any hair through the Naziris. You were totally bald. So you could have a word called tzarech, and it means tzarech vein letakana. The Gemara continues, upligid Rav Hadas, that this pshat of Rav Avina argues on Rav Padas. Rav Padas learned Beis Shammai differently. Rav Padas, as we're going to see in the Gemara, learned that tzarech, you need avoras tar, you can't do it, but loy bein in kra kedechsev, you don't need a pasuk as it's written, as if I can't do the pasuk exactly, so I do it not exactly. I'll take a tar over his head, and I'll imagine that there's hair there. I'll do it in the place where people normally have hair, and he won't have hair. That's the best I could do. That's how Rav Pados learns the words of Beis Shammai, not like Rav Avinah that sort of ain't lekada. Pleged Rav Pados, don't Rav Pados. Beis Shammai, Rav Lazar, Amar Dover Echad. Rav Pados said that Beis Shammai and Rav Lazar held the same sheet. Beis Shammai, Hora Amar, and Beis Shammai, what we just learned about Nazir Memuret, that Tzorech, which means you do the best you can, and you're Mavar Tar, even though you're not taking off any hair. Rav Lazar, the Sanya, or as the Mesoras Shas says, the Snan, we learned in the Mishnah. And that in Mesachta Nazir, and we learned it also in Sanhedrin, this nun, ein loy boy in yad, u boy in regel. What happens if a mitzvah doesn't have a right thumb or a right big toe? Ein loy tahara lamas. Tanakama holds he can't fulfill the tahara of the seder in the Torah, and therefore he has never tahara, and he can't eat kachim. He remains with tumas mitzvah all his life. Rabbi Lazar says, I disagree. You, the Tanakhama, holds be'in and krokodachsin. You have to fulfill exactly the way the Pasuk says it. And if you can't fulfill it, you're stuck. I hold not. I hold loy be'in, as Rashi explains here. Loy be'in and krokodachsin. You don't need a Pasuk exactly. You do the best you can. Rabbi Lazar, nice namakam of Yaitza. He puts it there. He has a place where he has a right thumb removed. So he puts it on the stump. And that's all he can do, and he's Yaitzah. Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Lazar and Loi being Krokodachsev, but he holds, rather than put it on the stump where there is no right thumb, Reb Shimon Aymer, Imnas Nashal Smol Yatzah. If he has a thumb on his left hand, it's better to put it on a left thumb than on a right stump. So that's a separate machlokes between Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon. When you're not doing exactly what the Pasuk says, what's better? Is it better to put it on the right hand, which the Torah wants right, even though you don't have a thumb, you'll do it on the stump? Or is it better to put it on a thumb, even though it's a left thumb? But both of them hold loy bein and krokod achsiv. So Reb Pados holds that Reb Lazar and Beis Shammai, tzorech in Beis Shammai does not mean you have to do it and you have no takana. Rather, it means you do the best you can, and loy bein and krokod achsiv. So Rav Avina, who says that tzorech means tzorech vein le takana, is arguing on the way Reb Pados understood Beis Shammai to be in agreement with Rav Lazar. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. V'lokach midam ha'asham, that he should take from the dam ha'asham. Yochel b'kli, Rashi says, wherever it says v'lokach after shechita, it refers to Kabbalah Sadam. And this pasuk is after the shechita. This is the shechita of the Asham Metzorah. I would say that the Kabbalah Saddam here is like any other Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli, Talmud Lomer V'Nasan. It's we're makish the Lekich and the Nesina. Because the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudalid Yudalid says, V'lokach HaKoyim Yudam HaShem V'Nasan HaKoyim Altunuch Oizan HaMetar. So I'm makish the Lekicha to the Nesina. Ma Nesina Ba'atzim HaShem HaKoyim, just like the Nesina. Placing the dam is with the finger of the kohen onto the bohoinus of the mitzorah af lekicha ba'atzmi shel kohen. So to the lekicha sadam is with the actual finger of the kohen and not in a kli. And Tosfos Divrei Maschil Manasin ba'atzmi shel kohen points out from Rashi and Zvachim that how do I know etzba by dam, it doesn't say the word etzba, but I learn it out from etzba by shemen. And Taisa says this limit must be a gather of yilmet sasum and amifayrish, because by shemen it says clearly with an etzba. So I learn out that the vinasan by dam is also one thing is explained clearly, one thing is sasum. I learn out sasum and amifayrish, but he says it's not begetter a binyan av. That wherever it says v'nasan, it means with a finger, because if that were the case, the Gemara in Zvachim has a shayla, if davar ha'lamed b'binyan av, chayzum ha'lamed b'hekesh. Because what are we doing here in our sugya? We're trying to make a hekesh with v'lokach to v'nasan of shemen, of dam, and the v'nasan of dam, I know from v'nasan of shemen. If it were a binyan av, that's a whole shaila whether a hekesh can be learned from a binyan av. But apparently, if it's a begeder, yilmid sasav and amafarosh, there a hekesh could be made. So the limud of vinasan by dam from vinasan by oil is yilmid sasav and amafarosh. And on that I can make a hekesh to the velokach, that the velokach is also ba'atzmi shel koyin and not with a kli. Now the Gemara continues, yachl aflam is be'erke. I would say that he is mekabel the dam and he puts it on the Mizbeach as well. The Kabbalah Saddam for the Mizbeach is also with Atzmoy Shel Koyein. As Rashi explains, by Hashem Mitzor, it doesn't say, in fact, that you have to put anything on the Mizbeach. And how do we learn that out? We learn it out from a pasuk which says, Ki Kachatos Oshim Hu. We compare an Oshim to a Chatos. Just like a Chatos needs Matan on top of Mizbeach, the same thing with an Oshim. But the Gemara is asking, true, you need matnas dam not only on the Mitzorah, but you need it on the Mizbeach also. But once the dam of a Mitzorah has certain chalukim from regular dam, namely, that we're going to use the dam not only for the Mizbeach, we're going to use it to be put on the behoinus of the Mitzorah. So maybe there's a halacha is different also, that you don't apply it on the Mizbeach with a kabol and a kli, but rather you're makabal it with the atzmai shel koyin. Talmud loimer, so yachal afl mizbeach kein, it should be with his finger, not with a kli. Talmud loimer, we use that same drasha, ki kachatas oshim hu, that we compare chatas to oshim all the way, even in the fact that you need a keli for the mizbeach. So the only difference between Hashem Mitzor and any other Hashem is that you'll apply the dam to the Atzma, you'll apply it to the Mitzor himself. But in all other aspects, it is the same. So therefore, it comes out that there is a matnas dam of an Hashem Mitzor on the Mizbeach, and the Kabbal of that dam is like any other Hashem or Chatos, and it's done by Keli. Ma, we learn out, ma chatas tu nekli, af asham ton kli. Nimtzes ha-darmer, comes out from this whole drasha, that asham mitzar is shnei kahana mekabal mestami, two kahana were mekabal the dam of the asham mitzar, echa biyad v'echa b'kli, one did it in the hand, one did it with a keli. Zeshev kibu b'kli, the one was mekabal the b'kli, bolo yetzel mizbech, he brought, came from mizbech, and he did the matan dam on the mizbech. Zeshev kibu b'yad the koyin, that was mekabal the dam in his hand, bolo yetzel mitzar, he came to the mitzar, and he applied the dam onto the behoinis of the Mitzorah. Tanan Hasam, and here the Gra says that's not Tanan Hasam, but rather it's Tana Rabbanim, because this is not a Mishnah, this is not found in any Mishnahs, in fact, it is a Brisa. Tana Rabbanim, we learned in a Brisa, the Kula Mitamim, Begodim, and the Serafim of Beis Hadeshim, Divir of Lazar of Shimon. As Rashi explains, it's possible to have three Parim of the Kohen Gadol. Because if Nishpach Adam between the first set and the second set, he'll need a new Shechit of the Apar. If Nishpach Adam between the second set and the third set, which is put on the Mizbeach, so he'll need a third Shechit of the Dam, a third Shechit of Apar, and a new Dam. So what do you do with all the Parim? Normally the Par is taken outside, and it's burned outside Yerushalayim in a place that's called Beis Hadeshin. The halach is that the kohanim who carry the carcass of the par and of the sor lashem out to the Beis Hadesh, and they become tamei, which means that their clothing needs tefillah, and any keli that they touch become tamei. So is this a halacha for all the parim in the case that we just mentioned, where you had multiple shvichas adam, and you had, let's say, three parim? So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon hold, yes, kula metam begadim, they're all metam begadim, and all three carcasses of the parim are nisav abeis hadeshen, or the same with the Sawyer Lashem, all three Sirim Lashem are Nisraf Abbas Adesh and Divir Blaz Rab Shem. Chamalarim, the Cham disagree, and they say, Aim Atam Begonim, Aim Nisraf Abbas Adesh and Elo Achraim. Only the last one, Hoyle Vigomer Boy Kapara. Since this was the last one to affect Kapara, so that's why only the last one is the one that is burnt on Beis Adesh and is Matam Begonim. Boy, Minei Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav had the following shot from Rav Nachman. Kama Sir Mishaleach. Let's say he had a case where the dam of the soyer was spilled. the same case, let's say, between each set, the damasor was spilled. So what is he going to have to do? As Rashi explains, he's going to have to bring two new seirim. He's going to have to make two new hagrolas, and he'll again have sor l'shem and sor l'azazel. So it could come out that at the end of the day, he'll have three seirim l'azazel. How many does he send? L'azazel. Amalei, the chiedre mishalach. Do you think he sends a whole flock? He's going to send all three? Of course, he only sends one. Omar loy, as we turn to Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, v'chi edrei soirei. By Purim, you could say the same thing. Does he burn all the Purim? And yet by Purim, you said he burns all of them. So maybe the same halach is by the Sor Mishtalech as well. Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon said, kulan mitamim begadim v'nsrafim abeis hadeshin. So maybe the halach is by Sor Lazazel as well, that you send all of them Lazazel. The more answers, me dummy, how could you compare it? Awesome, like Sivai Soi. By the Purim, it doesn't say Soi. And therefore, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon hold that all the Purim are Nisra for Beis Hadeshen. But Hach about Isorim Lazazel, Siv, Soi. As Rashi brings down the Pasek, L'shalech, Soi Lazazel. So there's only one. Which one? We're going to have a Machlaikis in the next Gemara, Itmar. Rav Papi, Mishmei de Rava, Amar, Rishim Mishlech. He sends the first Sor Lazazel. Rav Simi, Mishmei de Rava, Amar, Achor Mishlech. He sends the last one. So Bishlema says the Gemara Rav Simi Barashi Mishmei de Rav. I understand why he says the last one. Domar Achra Mishalech Kasaver Hoil Vigomer by Kapora. Since the Gemara Kapora, just like we had in the Swara of the Rabbanan before, the Rabbanan say the last one, and the reason is Hoil Vigomer by Kapora. So we're going to use that same Swara here, the one that affects the Kapora at the end. That's the one that you're Mishalech. El Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava, who holds it's the first one, Micah Savar. So who does he hold like? What does he hold? And for the Gemara, Savalik Rabbi Yossi, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Shita is in a similar case, the Amr Mitzvah Barishan. The Mitzvah is the first one. For the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yossi. Where does Rabbi Yossi say this halacha? Which Rabbi Yossi? Ile Rabbi Yossi of Kupas, if you're going to tell me the halacha of Rabbi Yossi of Kupas, which has to do with the Shkolim, the Snan. We learned in a Mishnah. In Shkolim, that Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shalish Kupas Shal Shalish Shalish Soin, Shebehem Terminus Halishka, that there were three Kupois of the Machzis HaShekel, each of them contained three Soin of Shkolim, and we used to use those, the ones that were put into the kupois in Ador, so they used to use that, as Rashi explains, to buy karbonis tzibur, the tamidim umusafin. V'hoyu kasav aleihem aleph beis gimel. On these three there was written, each one had one letter. The first one was aleph, and then beis, and then gimel. V'tanya amar Rabbi Yossi, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yossi says, lama kasav aleihem aleph beis gimel. Why was it necessary to mark them with aleph beis gimel? Leida, to know Ezeman Nitrim or Rishai, to not get mixed up between the various kuppas and to know which one they had taken out from the Lishka there and had been the first one designated as a Truma. Lahavi Amen Rishon, that the Karbanis should first be brought from that first kuppa. Shemitzvah Berishon, Rabbi Yossi says it's a mitzvah in the first one. So the same thing over here, just like he says over there by Kupas Mitzvah Barishan, here by Sor Lazazel, will also hold Mitzvah Barishan. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Dilma be'idna dis chazoi kamaisa lo is chazoi basraisa. When the first one was taken out from the Lishka, so the other ones weren't ready, because you only take Truma from the one that is taken out. He only took out one at a time. So when the first one was Roy, when it was taken out of the Lishka, the other two were not yet taken out of the Lishka. So then Avada, we mark it, Aleph Beis Gimel, to know which one came out first, because that's the one I'm going to use first for the Karbonis. But over here, by the Sor Lazazel, when did all three become Roy to be a Sor Lazazel? When the Kapora, which came through the entire process of the various sets of Hazoas Hadam, when that ended, so then they all at the same time became Roy to be Sor Lazazel. El Rabbi Yossi, so it can't be the Rabbi Yossi of Shkolim of Kupas. It must be a different Rabbi Yossi. El Rabbi Yossi the Pesach, because the Sunday we learned in a Brisa. Hamafrish Pesach. What happens if somebody separated his carbon Pesach? The Avad, and it got lost. The Hifrish Achatachtav, and he separated another one instead of it. The Achakach Nimtzah Rishain, and then you found the first one either before Chatzos, Rashi says, or after Chatzos, Erev Pesach. But there were two in existence before Chatzos. And both of them are standing right in front of us, and Chatzos comes. So the halacha is the Tanakhama holds, the Chacham holds, Ezem and Shayirtza, Yakrev, Divri Chachamim. Now the Chatzos comes, he could choose whichever one he wants to use as the Korban Pesach. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Mitzvah Berishon, the mitzvah is in the first one. And what is this a case of? Explains Rashi. This is a case where both become roy at the same time. When do they become roy for Korban Pesach? When it becomes Chatzos. And at Chatzos, you had the one that was separated as a substitute before Chatzos. You had the one that was found either before Chatzos or after Chatzos, but it was in existence at Chatzos, and therefore, after Chatzos, he can decide when he has both of them together. He really could decide on either one. And which one does Rabbi Yossi tell him to take? Mitzvah Berishon. So who had then over here by Sor LaZazel, which become, all of them become Roy after the completion of the Matnas Dam. So the halacha Rabbi Yossi will hold is Mitzvah Berishon. Rabbi Yossi continues and says, if the second Korban Pesach, the substitute was nicer than the first one, then he should choose the second one. But if the second and the first were both equal, then he should take the first one. And that will be the same halacha here by Sor LaZazel, holds Rabbi Yossi, that mitzvah berishon. There is a mitzvah in the Rishon. Hadrin halach, hoitziu loy.